great owner in print.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk.
OMA Security, foreign terrorists. I'm Elliot Francis. Security is being tightened across the U.S. as Americans prepare for the Independence Day holiday weekend. Correspondent Reed Binion tells why.
Just days after the airport terror attack that killed dozens of people in Turkey, U.S. officials are boosting security ahead of the 4th of July weekend. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson.
We're concerned and focused generally on public events and public places across the nation.
AAA is projecting that nearly 43 million Americans will travel. Officials in New York say they've added, quote, high visibility patrols equipped with tactical weapons and equipment at several airports. And in the nation's capital, authorities say they're ready.
All precautions are looked at. World events are looked at. Intelligence is looked at.
I'm Reed Binion.
Police have detained 11 foreigners in connection with Tuesday's bombing in Istanbul. The foreigners are suspected of being members of a terrorist cell that's linked to the suicide bombers who attacked the Ataturk airport, killing 44 people. I'm Elliot Francis. Following the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the prohibition of women in combat operations, the U.S. military is now ending its ban on transgender personnel. More from correspondent Bob Costantini.
By one study, it would affect 0.007% of active duty military personnel, but it is a 100% change of policy. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announcing an end to the ban on transgender soldiers and sailors.
Effective immediately, transgender Americans may serve openly, and they can no longer be discharged or otherwise separated from the military just for being transgender.
The announcement lifts one of the last non-criminal bans on Americans who want to serve. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The New Mexico Supreme Court has ruled that terminally ill patients can't end their lives with help from doctors. The ruling overturned a previous district court decision that doctors could not be prosecuted under the state's assisted suicide law. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Maryland is facing a severe shortage of prison guards, and union reps say that's putting both inmates and guards at risk. The state currently has about 600 vacancies, but they're having trouble finding eligible applicants who can pass a polygraph test, a background check, and who have a clean record. Nearly 4,300 people applied for jobs the past 18 months. Fewer than 400 have been hired. Two men were critically injured when their car left I-95 in Howard County last night and flipped over in the woods nearby. This was in the southbound lanes near the Laurel Rest Area just before 9 p.m. All traffic was shut down for a time as two medevac helicopters were brought in to transport victims. July 1st puts a whole new slate of laws into effect in Virginia.
A cop has to have another reason to pull you over, but if he does notice you smoking in the car with a child under 9, that's now a $100 fine. Slingshot hunting's now legal as long as you're not aiming at deer, bears, elk, or turkeys. If a biker crashes into your open car door, that's a $50 fine. A few new laws about guns going into the books. First, domestic abusers now required to get rid of their guns. A cop will be at every gun show to do voluntary background checks. Virginia concealed carry permits will be honored in other states and vice versa. And there's now a minimum age to get married, 16 years old, with the judge's approval. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Maryland, the gas tax is rising about a penny a gallon starting today, but several fees levied by the state have been slashed. Montgomery County's imposed a ban on the use of cosmetic pesticides on county property. A ban on your property comes in 2018. And Prince George's County's fracking ban is now in effect. It's the first in the state to do that. It was supposed to be a routine drill, but someone at Joint Base Andrews didn't get the memo. So what lessons can be learned from yesterday's mess?
In the end, when you're doing an after-action report on this, I think point one, two, and three is going to be communication, communication, communication.
Former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino says in the future, everyone on the base should be notified in advance about any planned active shooter drills. Employees weren't notified in advance about yesterday's drill.
With this new soft target terror environment, you just can't run a drill. People are, they're not scared. Americans don't get scared easily, but they're a little apprehensive, understandably so, after Orlando and San Bernardino.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,929, the NASDAQ at 48,42. In sports, Danny Espinosa knocks in 7 runs with a grand slam and a 3-run homer, one from each side of the plate as the Nats crush the Reds. The Orioles break a 7-game win streak. They fall in Seattle. WMAL news time is 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather, then mornings of the mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TV, appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
505 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a tree down. 66 commuters. This is you inside the Beltway, eastbound 66, before you get to the Roslyn Tunnel, right near exit 72. And I'm looking at all this activity, right lane of two blocks. So I'm already seeing delays as well. So just keep alert, please, if you're coming through Falls Church into Arlington, 66 east before the tunnel, one left lane. We'll get you by. Also, 15 in the Luckett's area, report of a crash. No construction, but it looks like we have some activity. And it's already slowing in each direction. It's right near the Point of Rocks area. So keep that in mind. No problems on 270 southbound out of Frederick, down through to the Beltway. And the Beltway, we're off to a nice quiet start here on our Friday morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a dry start to this Friday, a front may trigger some strong thunderstorms later today with a high near 86. Rain tapers off tonight with a low of 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 72 in Vienna, 64 in Kensington, 72 at Reagan National. Chris Christie and Newt Gingrich have emerged as leading candidates to be running mates for Donald Trump. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Yes, now, Mornings on the Mall. 507 on WMAL. It's July 1st. Starting your holiday weekend off the right way. In fact, coming up in just 10 minutes, we're going to check in with Tom Bergeron, Hollywood Big Shot, who's in town as he will be hosting yet again the Capitol 4th concert over there on the Mall on Independence Day. Then at 7:05, David Bossie, Citizens United. He is in the middle of a lawsuit against the administration and the State Department. And just wait till you hear the delay in emails that David's got to deal with and getting to the truth. And then at 8:35, right here, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And you know what today is, Larry?
I do. It's Friday. Thank God.
It's July 1st.
It is the 1st of July. That would be 7-1 day. That is
correct. Right. 7-1, and we are halfway through the year.
Yeah, how's that New Year's resolution working out for you?
Let's not talk about that. But it is also a time where you often find new laws go into effect, and that is the case in Maryland and Virginia as well. There's a whole host. I mean, there's a list of new laws, Larry, that's as long as my arm.
You know what, Brian? I've often noticed this, and I felt embarrassed to say it because I don't want it to be awkward, and I don't want to call attention to it or anything, but it seems to me, in working with you for nearly 4 years now, you have incredibly long arms.
Like a gorilla, really. I mean, it's...
if that list is as long as your arm, my friend...
And I have very long arms.
It's a long arm.
That's like right.
Knuckles dragging on the floor.
Orangutan-like, many people have observed.
Absolutely. Clint Eastwood is looking to pretend shoot you, and then you will fall down.
That's right.
Like in any which way but loose.
But I thought, given the fact that it is the 1st of July, and these new laws are going into effect today, that maybe, just maybe, it'd be a good idea to share some of these things.
Well, sure. We don't want to be breaking the law out there. They're passing laws all the time, those lawmakers.
Because ignorance of the law is no excuse, my friend. It's certainly not.
Unless you're Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that's right.
It was permitted.
All right. So, first thing you need to know is that minimum wage is going up, effective today in the District of Columbia. It's going from $10.50 to $11.50. In Montgomery County, it's going from $9.55 to $10.75. So, that's $1.20, right? And then in Maryland, it's going up from 825 beyond Montgomery County, 825 to 875, 50 cents. So across the board, I mean, you need a scorecard to keep up with what the minimum wage is, depending on what part of the area you're in, but it is going up.
So I decided this summer when my teenager's in town, you know, my kids spend the summer with me, that this summer my kid would get a job. She would do an internship. So I let her know before she got here two weeks out. I said, hey, we lined you up something. You're going to be working 3 days a week. They're paying you minimum wage, but you'll be interning and you'll be doing this and that. And so she came in and she knows that I live in Montgomery County. So she Google searched what minimum wage was and she was all fired up. And then she was sort of surprised when I drove her across the Potomac to Rosslyn, where she'd be working in Virginia. And so she suddenly checked the minimum wage in Virginia. $7.50? Wait a minute. I said, yep, that's why businesses go to Virginia.
That's right.
My dear.
So how old is your eldest daughter now?
She will be 17 in November.
Well, you know, if she were living in Virginia, yesterday, she could have gotten married with parental consent.
Wow.
Because the old age in Virginia was 16.
Oh, that's no longer?
It has changed now, and you can no longer get married in Virginia, even with parental consent.
Talk about a missed opportunity there. I could have had a much different day yesterday.
That's right. It's now 18. So there's that. And by the way, if you're in Virginia and you open up the door of your car and you take out a bicyclist, it's now a $50 fine. But I'm thinking it might be worth it.
Well, hold on a minute. That's very low. So you open your door
and your door.
Well, what if you can prove intent?
Well, you have to look out your door now before you open it.
I think that's probably a good idea.
$50, it might be worth it.
Stop that. It is illegal.
It is illegal in Virginia now to smoke in a car with a child under 8. Once they hit 8 years and one day, it's fine apparently. But that's $100 fine.
Yeah, we don't care about the 9-year-olds.
Yeah, the 9-year-olds, you're on your own. But until you get to be 8, parents, you cannot smoke in the car with your children if the child is under 8. In Maryland, we have good and we have bad news in the state of Maryland. In Maryland, the gas tax is going up. This has been in the works. This has been decided in the past, but it goes into effect today. It goes up almost a penny, 0.9 cents to 33.5 cents per gallon. So 33.5 cents of everything that you pay when you buy a gallon of gas is going to the state of Maryland, if you were in Maryland, of course. But here's the good news. Because we have an enlightened governor who's a Republican, he has gone about and has reduced 34 different fees in the state of Maryland, and that all goes into effect today as well. So you got the good and the bad there in Maryland. In Prince George's County, the enlightened leaders of Prince George's County have pushed through a bill, and I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, there will be no fracking in Prince George's County.
Are there any like
I don't know that there were any
areas where there is natural gas or shale oil.
It's sort of like Tacoma Park being a nuclear free zone. It really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But apparently you cannot frack in Prince George's County.
Thank God somebody's taken a stand.
Effective today.
If you had any plans for fracking over the weekend in Prince George's, you're in big trouble.
Fracking, by the way, is going to be a big discussion in the state of Maryland because there are some fields in Western Maryland.
Yeah, in Western Maryland, not necessarily in Prince George's.
But,
County.
I mean, that's a big controversial thing. So there you have that. Montgomery County, the enlightened officials in Montgomery County have decided that, and this one drives me crazy, that there shall be no cosmetic pesticides used on county-owned lands. And by the way, if you say, well, I don't own any county land, the county owns that land, that doesn't impact me. Oh, it's coming to your yard, my friend. It's coming to your yard soon. You know, soon you'll be able to see the grub worms will take over your lawn, and you'll not be able to do a damn thing about it. You'll see your lawns decimated by grubbies, and you'll have to sit there and say, wow, I would put down some pesticide to kill those grub worms and save my lawn, which I've worked so hard on. But I can't in Montgomery. That's coming in 2018. But right now in Montgomery County, they have outlawed cosmetic pesticides.
Wait, why pesticides solely for the sole purpose of making your lawn look good?
That's right.
I see.
Now they don't do anything about fertilizers, but if there's a pesticide, you cannot use it. So you know, it's also interesting. Sort of a side note to this. It's not a law, but you know, we got the Zika thing ever going. Everybody's worried about the Zika virus, and everybody is in every jurisdiction that I can see, as far as the eye can see, is out there deciding they're going to spray and be active about keeping the mosquito population population at bay like they do down in the deep south. You know, man, they don't have no mosquito problems in a lot of areas because they spray for mosquitoes, but not in Montgomery County. They decided that, well, if we have a Zika case, then we'll maybe consider spraying, but we're not going to spray because we don't want to put pesticides into the environment. I would say I'm okay with a little pesticide going in the environment if it prevents somebody from getting the Zika virus.
Well, Montgomery County officials are much smarter than you are, Brian.
I know.
Just ask them. Oh, actually, you have, haven't you?
And they've told
you.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
New laws.
A complete breakdown on the new laws that are impacting your lives effective today.
Stand by. Tom Bergeron of Dancing with the Stars in just a moment, all about the Capitol 4th presentation. But first, it's 5:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Brian Wilson's future partner in Dancing with the Stars is Jamie Whitten, and she is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
That would be awesome.
Right?
That would be so fun, Brian, right?
Yeah, Brian is not into it.
Happy July the 1st. Here we go. We do have two major problems in Virginia. Let's start on 66 inside the Beltway. A portion of a large tree came down eastbound 66 before you get into the Roslyn Tunnel right near exit 72. The right lane of two blocked. A lot of crews at the scene there. See a lot of flashing lights and already a little bit of volume starts to form. Again, eastbound 66 before you get into the Roslyn Tunnel. Stay left to get by. Also, we had all traffic stopped over near Point of Rocks Bridge with a serious crash, but it looks like some traffic might be moving. However, you still might want to avoid 15 right near Point of Rocks Bridge. That's where we had the crash that stopped traffic in each direction. 270 quiet. We're in good shape. Maryland 95-29, BW Parkway 50 through Annapolis and Bowie. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got a mix of clouds and sun today as you start your holiday weekend, and then look for some scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, about a 60% chance of rain. As always, a few of those storms may be severe, so watch out as you're getting out of town, if you're getting out of town. Today's high is 86 degrees. Tonight, thunderstorms early, and then mostly clear after midnight, low 69. All right, here's your big July 4th holiday weekend. Saturday, partly cloudy skies, high near 85.
Okay.
Sunday, partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
Monday, 4th of July, highs in the low 80s. Possible rain developing in the afternoon and into the evening. We'll keep an eye on it. Things change. It's the Chesapeake Bay. 73 degrees right now, 517 on WMAL. It's a big weekend here in Washington, D.C. Well, it's a big weekend in America, but what better place to celebrate the 4th of July than here in Washington, D.C.? And the host of the Capitol 4th on PBS will be none other than Tom Bergeron, American Emmy Award-winning television personality. Television personality. Tom, do you like being called a television personality? Is that the best...
That works for me. I'll show up for that.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. And tell us about what we should expect on the Capitol 4th this year.
Well, as in every year, 90 minutes of incredible entertainment, all culminating in the best fireworks you're going to see on the 4th of July anywhere. Some of the people who will be joining me on that wonderful stage in the west lawn of the Capitol are Kenny Loggins, Smokey Robinson.
Wow.
We're going to have a performance from the Broadway musical On Your Feet. Amber Riley and Gavin DeGraw will be performing. Now, that's fun for me because they both were contestants on previous seasons of Dancing with the Stars, Amber having won the season she was on.
Yeah.
So it'll be a mini reunion for me with them.
Oh, that is cool. And, of course, the On Your Feet musical on Broadway is the story of Gloria and Emilio Estefan. And God knows,
exactly,
you use a lot of their music on Dancing with the Stars for the Latin numbers. You know, this brings me to my major agenda here, Tom Bergeron. My partner every morning, Brian Wilson, of course, a journalist 30 years in the running here in Washington, D.C. People don't know this. He's a great dancer. I mean, he puts Tucker Carlson to shame.
It doesn't
and,
take much, I'll tell you.
We got to get Brian on. I know that you get pitched all the time, Tom, but if you're recruiting,
report morning in Washington this year, you need fancy footwork.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's for sure. There's no doubt about that. Well, actually, Tom, to be honest with you, I'm not much of a dancer, but I have admired your career for many, many years.
You said you're not much of a dancer, but that's never stopped a lot of the people
we've
booked.
Well, yeah, that's right. I'm not much of a dancer, but an admirer of your career for many years. I first came to notice you when you did that brief stint on the Fox Morning Show. I was working in Washington, D.C. at the Fox affiliate, saw you there. And I'm, you know, instead of being a dancer, I am more entertained, you know, quite frankly, by people who fall off ladders. And I watched you for many years on AFV. But you're not doing that anymore. You're focusing mostly on this Dancing with the Stars for now, right?
Yeah, that's right. I did the AFV for 15 years. I wanted to take the show up to its 25th anniversary season, which I did, and then passed the pinata stick on to Alfonso Ribeiro after that.
Yeah, do you have any remembrances of that show that sort of stick out in your mind? I'm just always kind of curious about
that. Yes, actually, you know, from watching all of the videos over the years, that's why I constantly wear a cup.
That's probably a good idea. Tom Bergeron is our guest, and he's hosting this year's Capitol 4th on the Capitol Hill, of course, and it's the 240th celebration of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Listen, you host shows all the time before a big live studio. I don't think people realize how huge that audience is for a TV show. It's a very big audience for Dancing with the Stars, but nothing compared to looking out on that stage and seeing the enormous crowd that assembles on the Mall. What is that feeling like, standing in the shadow of the Capitol and the Washington Monument?
I've often said that even with the heat and humidity that Washington, D.C. Has on July 4th, I get goosebumps.
Yeah.
It's an amazing experience because there are so many levels at work. I mean, for me, I always prefer live television to tape television. So going in, that's an advantage for me. Then you walk on that stage and you see that sea of people with the flags waving and the families together and the energy and the Capitol in the background. And it's knowing the amazing array of talent that's about to come to the stage following my welcome. And I always try to take just a beat before I start. I walk on that stage and just kind of take it in. And then go.
Hard to blame you.
And, of course, right there behind you, the National Symphony Orchestra. I mean, a remarkable organization that provides the musical underpinning for all this.
They don't suck. That's true. Well said. All right. Well, listen, one other thing that I wanted to point out, because, you know, we have such a love for the military and the families of the military here in Washington, D.C. and here on WMAL. This is the 75th anniversary of the USO, and a big portion of the show is going to be carved out for that.
That's exactly right, and it's a wonderful anniversary. It has been. I saw David Letterman come out of retirement recently to help celebrate the 75th anniversary with his Walt Whitman beard.
Yeah,
and I don't know that we'll get him on stage, but we certainly will be acknowledging that milestone for the USO.
That would be great. And listen, the merging and the long history of Hollywood support for the USO and the great work that Hollywood has stepped up and done with the USO for our military families and members of the military is a great one. So I'm glad you're carrying on that tradition, Tom Bergeron.
You bet, so am I.
All right, listen, thank you so much for joining us, Tom. It's a great pleasure to have you here on Mornings on the Mall.
And I'll see you dancing season 23.
Yes, right? We have to make this happen.
It is Larry's great dream, but I can promise you, you don't want me. But thanks, Tom, anyway.
Thanks, Tom.
It's 5:23 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I visited the factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom-made just for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, which means you're saving yourself money and a lot of headaches along the way. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is taking 25% off the cost of every every window for appointments made for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week. 3 days only. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the year, but you need to make appointments for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday to get the additional 25% off each window. Hurry, these holiday weekend appointments are extremely limited. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Anthony Rendon.
Oh, what a play by Anthony Rendon!
Led third baseman in putouts.
Unbelievable reach!
Connect. National Preds. The series continues today at 5:30 on Messin. Wilson Ramos.
The ball's still going, and it's out of here.
His bat savaged the Reds and salvaged a series. Connect. National Reds. The series concludes Sunday at 1 on Messin.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, did you hear that tree come down?
I did not.
if a tree falls in a forest.
Someone doesn't hear it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a large tree branch, a couple of them actually, on 66 inside the Beltway and already affecting the early morning drive here. Eastbound 66 before you get into the Roslyn Tunnel. Left lane of 2 gets by. A lot of flashing lights, a lot of activity here at the scene. Factor that in early morning. Not used to hitting this back up through this stretch. Now out to Point of Rocks we go. 15, serious crash. Closing 15 in each direction, just south of Point of Rocks Bridge. Do watch as the closure point in place right now. They're not turning anyone. Well, people are trying to turn around, but they don't have a detour set up. Beltway, on the other hand, we're off to a great start. Maryland and Virginia, no problems on 95, 395. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy early on this Friday. It's during the afternoon that an approaching front may trigger some strong thunderstorms. The high will climb to 86. Rain will end tonight with a low of 68. A partly cloudy weekend with highs in the mid-80s, then a few showers on the 4th. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees at 526.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week 4, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Attention men, if you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvi's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvi's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now. froyofranchising.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we've got the latest on that little meeting between Attorney General Loretta Lynch and former President Bill Clinton. We asked yesterday, what could they possibly have been talking about, since we, of course, believe them when they say they didn't talk about anything having to do with Hillary Clinton's emails? Well, now we've got a better idea of what they might have been talking about. We'll tell you about it after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Maryland's facing a severe shortage of prison guards, with 600 open positions and not nearly enough qualified people to fill the jobs. Corrections officers must have a clean record, pass a polygraph test and background check, and fewer than 10% of applicants the past year and a half have ended up being hired. The Guards Union says the current prison conditions are unsafe for inmates and workers alike. Donald Trump and John McCain have renewed their back-and-forth bickering after McCain slammed Trump for suggesting the use of torture to get to the bottom of the bombing attacks in Istanbul. The Arizona senator himself endured years of torture as a POW in Vietnam and says waterboarding is not the American way, says Trump.
It's not the American way to have heads chopped off and have people drown in steel cages. And so we can have our disagreements, but we're going to have to get much tougher as a country. We're going to have to be a lot sharper.
Federal judges in Mississippi and Florida have blocked new state laws hours before they were set to take effect. In Mississippi, a law that would have allowed merchants and government employees to deny service to same-sex couples based on their own religious beliefs has been set aside. And in Florida, two key positions on abortion law have been set aside as well. Meanwhile, with the Supreme Court striking down tough abortion restrictions in Texas this week, Planned Parenthood says it will now try to use that ruling to target laws in eight states, including Virginia. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,929, the NASDAQ at 48,42. In sports, Danny Espinosa knocks in seven runs with a grand slam and a three-run homer as the Nats crush the Reds. The Orioles fall in Seattle, breaking a seven-game win streak, and Coastal Carolina upsets Arizona to win the College World Series. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall. And read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Let's face it, you don't drive that beige minivan to turn heads. So it's embarrassing when your brake pads start screeching like a wounded eagle at every stop sign you come to. Right now, you can silence a squeal with a great deal on CarQuest Gold brake pads, courtesy of your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. And when you purchase a set of pads along with two rotors, you can get $15 back by mail. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Also available at participating CarQuest Auto Parts. Mail-in rebate. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C. And MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We are celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists,
a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Have you put off planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The Retirement Professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
535 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, troubles continue on 66. This is inside the Beltway as you try to get toward the Roslyn Tunnel. Large parts of tree came down, a couple tree limbs eastbound 66 as you head toward exit 72. The left lane of two only getting by and really seeing a sizable backup forming through this stretch. So if you come through Falls Church, don't want you to get caught off guard up ahead for the delays and stay to the left to get by. Across the Point of Rocks Bridge, closed in each direction due to a crash. Those are our two big items right now. Around the Beltway, it's nice, quiet start. No problems getting to the Beltway. Route 4, Route 5, Metro Rail, in addition to Safe Track Surge number 2. They're off to a little bit of a tough start on the Yellow Line. Single tracking through National Airport due to a signal problem outside Braddock Road. Expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a quiet start to this Friday, strong thunderstorms may develop this afternoon. The high today at the 86. Rain ends tonight with a low of 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 64 in Haymarket, 65 in Waldorf, 72 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 536. You're listening to WMAL. It's where Washington comes to talk. And this is Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, David Bossi of Citizens United, who just hit a roadblock with the State Department and doesn't want to release emails and a FOIA request until 2 years after the presidential election. Imagine that. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer of Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And, Larry, yesterday you were off filling in for Chris Plant, and I know that was a lot of fun for you. And I was dying to get your take during this program on this developing story about the meeting between Bubba and Loretta Lynch at an airport in Arizona. If you haven't heard the story, the facts are these. Apparently, the Attorney General was going to Phoenix for a speech. And while she landed there, apparently nearby was Bill Clinton, who was apparently departing, we are told, from a golf game in the middle of June in Phoenix, Arizona.
Sure.
So he's leaving, and he finds out, apparently, the story goes, that the Attorney General's line, he said, well, I'll just wait. I'd like to say hello to Loretta Lynch.
Right, been a long time.
Been a long time
since I launched her career and gave her every opportunity to be a U.S. attorney in the District of Manhattan back in 1999. And she wouldn't be anywhere without me. I'd like to remind her of that.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what he was probably thinking. And so apparently there was a meeting between the two on the tarmac. And, I don't think reporters were really supposed to find out about this, but some did because a local TV station found out about it. And in a press conference, they asked the Attorney General, hey, I understand you met with Bill Clinton. What was that all about? And here was what the Attorney General said.
When I was landing at the airport, I did see President Clinton at the Phoenix airport as I was leaving, and he spoke to myself and my husband on the plane. Our conversation was a great deal about his grandchildren. There was no discussion of any matter pending before the department or any matter pending before any other body. There was no discussion of Benghazi, no discussion of the State Department emails by way of example.
Well, listen, I think this is probably the most inappropriate thing that an attorney general could have done. I mean, she's either the most incompetent lawyer known to mankind, because she decided she was going to have a meeting with the former president while his wife is under investigation by the Department of Justice. I mean, is that not a conflict of interest? Well, apparently it is. And Judicial Watch, our friends at Judicial Watch have asked the Inspector General at the Justice Department now to investigate this meeting between the two in Arizona. And they point to the U.S. Justice Department handbook for on and off-duty conduct. Item number 14, employees shall endeavor to avoid actions creating the appearance that they are violating the law or ethical standards. And what would be a violation? Well, anything that a reasonable person with knowledge of the relevant facts determined to be a violation. So there she is. She's apparently, it seems very clear to me she violated that, and I again salute the folks at Judicial Watch for bringing this to the Inspector General's attention.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things here. First of all, we interviewed Tom Fitton yesterday on the Chris Plant Show, and he pointed out the fact that, you know, everybody's saying, oh, he's the wife of Hillary Clinton, yeah, and Hillary Clinton's right. being investigated. Well, guess what? He is being investigated.
The Clinton Foundation is,
exactly.
for sure. Yeah.
Well, and he is the head of the Clinton
right.
Foundation. I mean, he is a target of this investigation as well. Let's not forget that. So what could they have been talking about, Brian? We were told that they were talking about grandchildren and things like that. Well, we might have a better insight into this. Josh Gerstein, writing at the Politico.com, tells us that the Justice Department lawyers just yesterday... Oh, excuse me, Wednesday, the same day as the meeting, or no, excuse me, the day after this meeting occurred, Justice Department lawyers notified the U.S. District yes. Court Judge Rudolph Contreras that they will not be able to meet a court-ordered deadline of July 21st in a lawsuit from Citizens United brought against the State Department looking for emails, specifically emails related to the State Department's dealings with the Clinton Foundation.
Huh.
That Clinton Foundation
that?
Headed up by Bill Clinton. So the day after this meeting occurs, the State Department and the Justice Department notify a judge that it's going to take 27 months, October of 2018, before emails dealing with Bill Clinton's foundation will be released.
Yeah.
And it never comes up?
Yeah, apparently that never came up in the conversation because they only talked about grandchildren and golf. That's what we're told.
Yeah, well, this is the grandchildren conversation. Let me tell you about my grandchildren. I would hate for their grandmama to have any problems coming up soon.
Yeah, that's right.
My grandchildren really don't want their grandmama to go to jail. That's how they talked about their grandchildren.
Yeah, then the Daily Caller points out that right now there are three FOIA cases pending before the State Department, and the State Department has asked for delays in producing these documents. That total, are you ready? 80 years. 80 years.
That's about right.
And the delays. That's what's going on there. Look, Josh Earnest was at the White House yesterday, and he was asked about that and asked, what do you think about this meeting between the former president and the current attorney general, given what's going on in the environment and the investigation? And here's what Josh Earnest said.
I wasn't there for the meeting, but the attorney general was. She was asked a direct question about it, and she answered it.
He's not wading in those waters any more than he has to. He's squirming a little bit there. Here's a little bit more from Josh Earnest.
The president's view is that this is an investigation that should be conducted free of any sort of political interference. And the attorney general has indicated that that's exactly her expectation as well.
Listen, there is no doubt in my mind that this is a violation of the ethics conduct rules that they were supposed to operate under the Justice Department. And either the Attorney General either is the most incompetent lawyer known to mankind, because any attorney would know that this is a conflict of interest. Any attorney worth his or her salt would know this. And if she doesn't know that, it says to me that she's an incompetent attorney. And if she did know it, it says to me she doesn't care about the rules and regulations are in place. Either way, it's
attorney.
Not good. She needs to recuse herself.
Yeah. By the way, just to remind everybody that it's not just the standard of, you know, whether something inappropriate happened. It's the appearance that
yes.
something inappropriate may happen. Back in 2006, Alberto Gonzalez was the attorney general. There was an investigation into a lobbyist in town called Jack Abramoff. Remember that?
Yep.
And Jack Abramoff had connections with some high-level administration officials, not unlike Hillary Clinton having some pretty high-level contacts with the president of the United States. Back in 2006, Chuck Schumer, senator of the state of New York, wrote a letter demanding demanding that Alberto Gonzalez recuse himself from the investigation that he was overseeing in the Justice Department over Jack Abramoff, and asked for an independent counsel. And Barack Obama, senator from Illinois, signed that letter agreeing that Alberto Gonzalez should recuse himself from this investigation.
And yesterday, Chuck Schumer was on record as saying, oh, there's nothing to this. Don't worry about it. Not a thing.
Good job, Joel Gerke from Washington Examiner, for pointing out that little flashback so we can remember exactly. Oh, and by the way, Hillary Clinton also asked for that recusal.
Yeah, and by the way, we'll talk to David Bossie of Citizens United about this delay in request for documents from the State Department. It is now 5:44.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland into Virginia, seeing a little bit of movement, slowly though, as you try to get across the point of Rocks Bridge. Serious crash had closed everyone down here for at least 45 minutes on 15 just south of point of Rocks Bridge. But again, looks like traffic, at least they're trying to alternate a couple of the cars here, each using the one lane at a time to get through. So watch for police cautiously getting you by on 66. Outside of the Beltway, we're fine. Gainesville up through to the Beltway, but it's inside the Beltway. Crews dealing with a tree that had come down. 66 eastbound before you get into the Roslyn Tunnel, left lane of 2 gets by. DC 295 southbound, seeing a little bit of volume here as you come past Burroughs, Benning Road toward East Capitol Street. Crews didn't have anything reported along the way, but those delays are quickly forming. Just keep alert. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, good shape between the 11th Street Bridge, 14th Street Bridge over at the Wilson Bridge. Not seeing any morning backups there yet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a quiet start to this Friday, strong thunderstorms should develop this afternoon ahead of a cold front with a high near 86. Rain will exit tonight with a low of 68, then a partly cloudy weekend with highs in the mid-80s. A few showers may pop up on the 4th. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees in the nation's capital, 547 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
It's a 5:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk just a little bit more about this meeting between Bubba and the Attorney General in Phoenix. Bill O'Reilly last night had an interview with the local TV reporter who broke this story wide open. And we're hearing some details here, and it answers a few questions that I had about this whole thing. Here is a clip from O'Reilly Factor last night when they were talking to the reporter who actually broke the story and apparently was a witness to what happened.
The Attorney General was landing, or had just landed, and Mr. Clinton was already in Phoenix, and he knew she was coming in on a private plane, and he wanted to wait to chat with her, and then he boarded her plane, and they had the conversation. Is that how it went down?
That's right. That's right. She, as a matter of fact, landed on time. He and his entourage were running late, according to my sources. They then make the decision, they meaning the president's team, former president's team, they wait for her to land. She arrives. Some people step off of her plane. The former president steps into her plane. They then speak for 30 minutes privately. The FBI there on the tarmac instructing everybody around, no photos, no pictures, no cell phones. He then gets off the plane, gets on his own plane. He departs. She continues on with her planned visit.
Isn't that interesting that the FBI was on the scene? Now, FBI was responsible for her security, right?
Yeah.
And was saying, we don't want any pictures, no cameras, no cell phones.
That's not really their job, is it?
It is not their job. and by the way, I don't think they would come out of the plane and do that were it not ordered, if they had not been ordered to do that.
All right. I'll take this meeting with Clinton, but you better make sure no one gets a picture of this. No one takes a shot of it.
Yeah, listen, that smells to high heaven.
His name is Christopher Sine, by the way, is the name of that reporter from ABC 15 in Arizona. And if it weren't for Christopher Sine and his reporting of this, we wouldn't have never have known about this meeting.
He may not have actually been an eyewitness, but he did have sources on this, and one wonders who those sources were. Nonetheless, it sounds like pretty good information. Answers one question that I had, and there were some conflicting reports yesterday about who went to whose plane, because it seems to me if she had gone to his plane, it's a really remarkable thing that she took an active role in making a decision to violate the ethics standards. But he is now saying that Bill Clinton went to her plane. You know what?
Why is there a difference there?
Well, it is a difference to me because she made a conscious decision that she was going to go and take this action.
Right, and she made a conscious decision to let him in and take a 30-minute meeting.
It's a little more difficult, I would imagine, when a former president shows up on your doorstep unannounced to say, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. President, you can't come in.
No, it's not difficult. If you're an attorney general and you worry about doing the right, honorable, legal, and ethical thing, if you put that in front of doing the easy thing, which we call upon our public officials to do.
I don't argue with that at all, but I guess what I'm saying is if she had made the conscious decision that she was going to do it, it would be proactive on her
part. I'm not letting her off the hook on any of this.
Regardless, it was wrong, and she should have stood in the doorway of her plane and said, Mr. President, I'm sorry, we cannot have a conversation.
Once again, David Bossy, Citizens United, who now finds himself in the middle of this story. We'll talk to him at 7:05. Here comes El Rushler.
It's now 5:51. Well, Al-Qaeda has responded to Obama's refusal to say the words Islamic terrorism to describe Islamic terrorism. AQAP, Al-Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula, has released an operational memo titled Inspire Guide Orlando Operation. They instruct their fellow Islamic terrorists, quote, avoid targeting places and crowds where minorities are found. The reason? Well, if Islamists hit places with minorities, including gays and Latinos, the Obama administration will do what they did after Orlando. They'll refuse to credit Islamic terrorism. They'll call the attack a hate crime or gun violence. Sit-ins will commence in Congress to change the subject to guns. So Al-Qaeda is advising their terrorist crew members to increase lone wolf attacks, and these are their words, target areas where the Anglo-Saxon community is generally concentrated. In other words, hit white people. It's clear that these Islamic terrorists are listening to Obama, and they're frustrated they're not getting credit for their work, which they believe is all about their religion. Now, maybe they're worried they won't get their promised 73 raisins. They figure by targeting white people, Obama can't go off on a tangent. Now, obviously, America's mission should be to defeat Islamic terrorism everywhere, be they Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or any other offshoot. We don't want them killing any Americans, minority or majority, but words mean things. And the Obama regime's shameful response of refusing to call Islamic terrorism what it is just inflames them more and gets more people killed and targeted.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, I believe that if you make a product, you ought to stand behind it. And no one stands behind their tractors like my good friends at Mahindra. Now, you've heard me talk about Mahindra's industry-leading warranty, but now Mahindra has taken the best and made it even better with an improved limited powertrain warranty. Not for 5 years, not 6 years. Now a full 7 years on select models. 7 years. That's the industry's best warranty, period. It's easy to offer the strongest warranty on the toughest tractors on earth. So care for the land you love and rest easy knowing Mahindra cares for you with their brand new 7-year warranty. What else would you expect from the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra? Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk.
I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes, so now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CDC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Change for the better, 15 right at the point of Rocks Bridge. Looks like lanes have been reopened. That have been closed for a while. Dealing with a serious crash, you now can use that. You can get by. 270, good, out of Frederick, Urbana, and down through to the Beltway, seeing very little volume so far. 66 through Falls Church, be aware up ahead, you're going to hit delays before you get into the Roslyn Tunnel. Still have the right lane of two blocked as crews deal with part of a tree that has come down on 66 eastbound, again, before the Roslyn Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy early on this Friday. It's during the afternoon that an approaching front may trigger some strong thunderstorms. The high will climb to 86. Rain will end tonight with a low of 68. A partly cloudy weekend with highs in the mid-80s, then a few showers on the 4th. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAF.
It's 73 degrees at 5:56.
Anthony Rendon.
Oh, what a play by Anthony Rendon!
Led third baseman in putouts.
Unbelievable reach!
Connect. National Reds. The series continues today at 5:30 on Messen. Wilson Ramos.
The ball's still going, and it's out of here.
His bat savaged the Reds and salvaged a series. Connect. National Reds. The series concludes Sunday at 1 on Messen.
I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
Oh, you've heard the radio ads.
Please come in. We love those ads.
Thank you.
All you have to do is point.
Well?
Oh, now I really do have to point.
The magic can't happen until you do.
Awesome.
It really works. Look.
Will it even work on... Unbelievable!
You point at junk, and it disappears.
This is the coolest thing ever.
Not everyone knows this, but our magic will follow you wherever you go.
We can point at work junk, and it will disappear?
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Will it follow us to our new house when we move?
You'll glitter when you walk.
Will I glitter too?
You already do, ma'am.
1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
Kids, donate your car today.
accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
WMAL, go.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
We ought to get to the bottom of it, no?
Consider this your microphone. Consider this your conversation.
There you go.
My mother told me, never discuss politics or religion.
105.9 FM at AM 630.
I'll be the one to speak the truth on this.
You're always right, and I love listening to you. I love you
so. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL, actually, before we tell you what's coming up, you have a breaking story out of the New York Times here with Loretta Lynch. Just to follow that up.
The New York Times has a story that says today in Aspen, Colorado, the attorney general will say that she will accept whatever recommendation is made by Director Comey of the FBI and career prosecutors.
Interesting. I guess that means she knows what that recommendation will be. Yeah, we'll see. Also, coming up in the next hour,
we're going to be talking about the 4th of July security concerns and a lot of 4th of July news.
Plus, latest on the Brexit story, which continues to burble. And apparently, these D.C.ites, they still want to be their own state, but they can't come up with a good name. I bet we can come up for a good name for this city. WMAL.